For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, 4-3 winners in overtime last week at Minnesota Duluth, home and home with St. Cloud State, joined by fifth year Eric Martin. Marty, what'd you learn about your team? Every time they answered back, you guys had an answer for them last week. What'd you learn about this team?
I mean, we got a veteran squad. We got a lot of older guys on the team. So I think, you know, getting down one goal or even two goals, you know, it's not a big deal. We know that. We know what it takes to win. We know what we need to do to win. So I think, you know, we just rely on our experience, rely on what we've done for 2, 3, 4 years here. And, you know, we just keep working.
Had just one freshman in the lineup last week, but 3 transfers. So even though you got a bunch of experience back, you still have new pieces throughout. Takes a little while. What's the first thing that jumped off, off of the game of certainly those 3 transfers last week?
I mean, I think they're all great players, obviously. I mean, they've all succeeded elsewhere. And, I mean, Randy gets a huge goal to start the game there. And Funk's just such a big presence down low, offensively, defensively. He plays a great 200-foot game. And, I mean, I think he's a great addition. And then AJ's just a great puck-moving defenseman. He can skate. He can shoot. Does everything out there. So I think 3 of them have been great adds to the team.
You mentioned Funk's size. It's something that isn't prototypical out of Bemidji State, to get a lot of smaller, quicker guys. How can you utilize his size and strength?
I mean, like, I think he's like 6'4" or something. So I mean, you should see him at practice some days. It's like Tom says, it's like a greyhound chasing a rabbit. I mean, no one can even touch him sometimes down low. But no, I mean, not even just that. Like, even on the power play, he's great in front of the net, below the goal line. I mean, it's just not something you see often, that combination of speed and size.
Didn't get a great look or much of a look at special teams last week. It can make or break games early on in the season. Last year, you guys struggled on the penalty kill. What sorts of things do you need to be better at this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that was like a staple of Bemidji State, especially my first couple of years here. And, I mean, the last couple of years, we've taken a step back. So, I mean, I think it's just so detail-oriented and, you know, working as a unit, like the 2 forwards and the 2 D-men, everyone just working in unison. And, I mean, I think a lot of time it just comes down to getting pucks down the ice, too. Like, a lot of times last year, it's just, like, stuck in the zone, can't get it down, and it's just you kind of got to do whatever you can to just get it 200 feet sometimes, get fresh bodies on the ice. And I don't know. I think we're all experienced. We all know how to kill. So I think, well, there's a lot of belief in there. We just got to like lock it down, I guess. I don't know.
3-3 hockey has become the norm now. A lot of guys that are coming into college have played it before and know the sorts of things that you can and cannot get away with in 3-on-3 hockey. You guys don't have time to practice that before last Saturday. Just instinct. What'd you like about what you saw?
I mean, I'm sure the fans enjoyed it. It was just back and forth action, it felt like. But I mean, I think I just love the speed that we played with particularly. I mean, just, you know, getting up and down the ice. And, you know, a lot of times it comes down to just hitting the net sometimes too, because you just miss the net and it's rimmed out and they got a 2-on-1 going the other way. But no, I love the way that, you know, we played. It got a little dicey in the D zone a little bit that one shift, but I mean, Braithen stood on his head, made some great saves, and then, you know, next shift we go out there and score. So I think it's something that we did pretty good last year, I feel like. I mean, I can't really think of, I think maybe 1 loss, maybe 2 losses in 3-on-3, but for the most part we were a pretty solid team. So it really comes down to just puck management and playing the right way.
You played an awful lot of games. Have you seen a goalie come off the bench cold that late into a game, make that many holy smokes type saves?
No, never in my career, I don't think, honestly. That was actually nuts. Like, I was kind of thinking about on the bus ride home, like, you sit there for like 2 hours on the bench and then you get thrown right into the game, like no stretch or anything. It was honestly crazy. It was great to see, you know, the boys love Raith and we know how hard he works, so it was great to see that from him.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Schulte.